السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just few advices. One is that generally we find today's time this photography has become a pandemic. Everywhere people taking photographs. So the first thing to realize is that to take picture of animate is something that is prohibited, is haram. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has cursed those who take pictures of anything animate, anything living. So we should abstain from it. And more so when it comes to a time when you are giving out help to somebody. One is that obviously we try to do something where the left hand mustn't know what the right hand did. So now if you make a what you call a video of it or photo of it, so the object of a photo is to show, right? So already now we are in a minus. The other thing is that these people, they were all dignified people. Like all, you know, working class, they had their own businesses, whatever. And now, it must be so degrading for them to stand in a line now for so many hours in the heat to come and collect one hamper. Right? Like yesterday, we were looking at one person. His clothing, his one pants is more expensive than the hamper. So he must have been a wealthy person where he was. But now he is reduced to this. Is his taqdeer? Allah Ta'ala make it easy. But he's reduced to this where he has to stand in a line with his wife now and come and collect one hamper. Now imagine we making a video of that. So I always say that, look, think if it was our mother or our father, our sister who had to be standing there now, so degraded that now, you know, I'm reduced to a beggar. Yesterday I was earning, I was paying zakat. Today now I'm collecting somebody's zakat, and now we make a video of that and send it around. Sometimes the people in the line, they want to show their independence. Sometimes when they're waiting, they'll tell you, or if that's the case, then I'd rather go. Deep down, they know they can't go. But it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing to be put in that situation. You know, it's a test from Allah Ta'ala. So that's why it's best never ever to take even accident scenes, an animal getting slaughtered, whatever, it's death. Now you take Qurbani time, people taking photos, everywhere people taking photos. We must break this habit. One is to give it up totally, don't have anything to do with it at all. That's the best. So that is one thing. The other thing that really personally was an eye-opener for me, and I think it really broke me also yesterday, was to see the parents. The one is the children, they are children, but to see the parents, to see their face light up when the child gets a toy. That one set of parents, I think they were more happier with the toy that the child was receiving than the hamper they had in their hand. Although the hamper is the zarurat, the toy is not a zarurat. Right? But they were so lit up that now I, you know, my child is smiling today. And that for us is a lesson for our parents. You know, those of us, our parents are still alive. They make qadr of our parents. What our parents can do for us, we can never do for them. Sometimes we may not be too happy with their decisions. Sometimes they may have done things in their life which we feel was not the best for me, etc. But they did it with our good at heart. There is one kissa, it's a story, wallahu alam, how true it is. A man had fallen in love with a certain woman, but his mother was not happy. And eventually he married her, a long kissa, but this woman kept on telling him, you know, like taking him away from his mother. Like she won't be happy if he goes to visit. She won't be happy he was so much in love with her, eventually she told him that you must kill your mother. You must kill your mother and bring me her head. I want to see her head. So he decapitated his mother and he had the head wrapped up. And now, end of the day, he's a son, is also ashamed of what he did. But shaitan and nafs got the better of him. That woman, the love of that woman got the better of him. He's going with this head wrapped to go and show his wife that I did what you told me to do. And he's running. And in that, he tripped and he fell. And the head rolled out of the cloth. When the head rolled out of the cloth, the mother is asking him, Sakissa, to take a lesson. Whether it's true or not, that's a different story. The mother is asking him, that beta, did you get hurt? That he fell. The child, did you get hurt? So that's a mother's heart, father's heart. What they can do, we'll never be able to do. So make qadr of our parents. They are alive, they are with us. Make the khidmat. Sometimes they get old. Make the khidmat. It's a very big thing. Yesterday to see those parents, you know, that their child got something. I mean, imagine you are a doctor or you're a pharmacist or you're an engineer, accountant. You're coming back to beg for one toy that's worth 10 rand for your child. So, you know, that's a parent's heart. Allah Pak, give us tawfiq. We make qadr of our parents. The other, you know, very important lesson for myself, and I really made shukr that Allah Ta'ala blessed me with my Shaykh Hazrat Mohammad Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and currently our Hazrat Mohammad Abdul Haq Magda Sahib Daan Barakatu. But the thing that really opened my eyes is that I mentioned this a few times, but yesterday I saw it, you know, it really hit home. That one is you get worldly education, and one is you get secular education. Worldly education, how to build, how to plant, how to sew, how to cook, how to bake, how to fix something, some electrical, some plumbing, that's all worldly education. And then you get secular education, right? Now that's you studying medical science, you're going into all the different professions as they term it, right? But in actual fact, when you go into those sciences, you are a glorified servant. You serve a system. Right? You serve a system. And the architects of that system, when they want to switch you off, they can switch you off. Now you take these people. They are doctors, they are engineers, they are accountants, they are lawyers, whatever. They studied maybe for 12 years, they went to school, another four years, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, varsity, depending on the course. Then they had to do public service, this, that. After all of that, today his hands are handcuffed. In other words, whatever he studied for his whole life, he can't use it now. Whatever he worked for, whatever he studied for, he can't use it, right? And yet, we are getting reports of people who were farmers, right? In the rubble in Gaza, they're growing their food. Now, that is worldly education. You see? So, give our children worldly education. Deen education is most important. With that, give them worldly education that they can sustain themselves. Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam, when Ibrahim alayhi salam went to visit him, where he was gone? He was gone hunting. That is worldly education. Teach your child how to fish. Teach your child how to hunt. Teach your child, the boys I'm talking about, how to plant, how to fix something. A little bit of plumbing situation, little bit of electrical situation, little bit of building situation. Our children can't even pitch a tent. You don't even know how to put up a tent. Right? So when you are in a situation, you know, in English they say when the chips are down, now what you're going to do now? You're going to take out your medical certificate and do this. What? if you can't use your hands and you can't do something, if the lady doesn't know how to sew, she doesn't know how to cook, she doesn't know how to bake something, how to make do, right? One day we were in the Transkei. We didn't go only for that purpose, but we were doing also some relief type of work. And we had no bread now. We had no bread. So one of the local ladies, Sutu woman, so she said, no, no problem, I'll make you bread. And she baked bread for us in a three-legged pot on a fire. Right? Now, can we do that? This is life skills. It's worldly education. Because at the end of the day, when problems happen like this, right, these people, they're displaced. And we know our deen tells us that towards the end of time, there's going to be many wars. Today, it's them. Allah forbid, we don't have to see these days. But we don't know what will happen, where it will happen, how it will happen. So teach our children these skills. Learn from what we are seeing. Look at these people, what they're going through and how their hands are tied now. Teach our children skills that their hands are not tied. You can have istighna'iyat even in a situation that you are not muhtaj. You can do something to get you a little bit of food, to put some clothing on your body. It's not impossible. I mean, Sahaba radhiyallahu anhum, imagine the son-in-law of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Ali radhiyallahu ta'ala, what was his clothes? His clothes used to be the hide of the animal that they slaughtered to eat. And sometime, that clothes used to still have the smell on it, because not enough time to let it cure, and he needed the clothes to wear. So that was his clothes. Can we build a mud hut? Can we make a straw roof? That's the raw materials Allah Pak gives you for free. When we travel in Transkei, those people, they build their houses from what's in the ground. And if one rain comes, one storm comes, it gets demolished, it falls, no problem. Tomorrow they build it up again. Because they're using the raw material that Allah gave for free. But we have forgotten all these things. And we're thinking that no, by getting into the system, our rosy will be taken care of. But look at it. When the chips are down, now what do you do? So don't, I'm not saying don't learn anything. But this must be part of what we're teaching our children and ourselves also. This must be part of it. Learn how to put up a tent, learn how to make a fire from nothing, how to make a fire, how to cook something, how to catch something. When we went to Bangladesh, it's not like I go for a lot of all the, there was only other country I went to, and now with Morana's help we came here. But those people, the youngsters, they were catching fish in the rice paddies. And they would, it was fun for them also. And they're filling buckets with water. They're keeping the fish alive. And then they carry these buckets and they go up the mountain where all the people are staying. And they leave the bucket there. That was their charity. In poverty, they were giving charity from Allah Ta'ala's grocery shop. So they were taking it, leaving it there. Whoever wants a fish, come take it and go. They were catching birds. Hunting, catching birds, keeping them live in a cage, because no fridge, no freezer. When you want to eat, take a bird, slaughter it and eat it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah make it easy. It's not, you know, what these people are going through, it's not easy. Allah make it asan for them. Allah Ta'ala reward each one. And Allah Ta'ala give us ikhlas. And Allah Ta'ala alleviate the suffering and the pain of the ummah around the world, but also Allah open our eyes. Allah open our eyes, open our hearts, open our minds. We hold on to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and move away from the system that the kuffar have orchestrated. Because you just become a glorified servant, that's all. Glorified servant to a machine that's working. When they want to pull the plug, they can pull the plug and you're sitting there lost, totally lost. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.